Be still and know. Some while ago, a newspaper carried a report about five people who tried to run away from the world. According to the story, they vanished after a tragic attempt to turn their backs on civilization and establish their own community on one of the South Sea Islands. Whatever troubles these people were trying to get away from, they ran into more than they escaped. They may have thought they were getting away from the world, but the world was astride their backs all the time. Columnist John R. Gunn writes that many people today are trying to run away, to escape from some trouble, some grief or emotional pang, some disagreeable duty or burdensome obligation. Like David, who for a time was weary of the world and felt that he wanted to run away from it, they wander far off and seek rest in some remote wilderness. But the swiftest jet in the world cannot carry us away from pain, sorrow, anxiety, and trouble. No matter how far we fly, no matter how rapidly, we will find life and the world going right along with us. We discover that what we have been seeking is a fool's paradise. There is a way out, but you will find it in facing life, not in fleeing from it. With the courage that faith in God can provide, pray and work where you are. Instead of praying for wings to fly away, pray for new wisdom, new strength, new courage to face your problems. Thus, you will discover the finer meaning of life and its purest, sweetest joys. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from the Psalms. Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest.